Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we are live. So last week was the final arguments in the Depp versus Amber Heard trial. And joining me to talk about the closing arguments, a shocking moment in court, is Tuesday Money from the Elephant Lounge and the Tuesday Money YouTube channel, and a newcomer, Jay Davis of the Geek Buzz, who has been live tweeting this trial. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you. Back again.
So I guess we're going to start with Jay Davis. What interests you about this trial? Why do you think it's important? I think I'll stop there.
Okay. Well, so first of all, I am, was, will always be a political animal, right? So I cut my teeth in political journalism. I was a marketing and communications chair for several political action committees. So when this trial, this ordeal started, I'd seen this crap before, right? I saw astroturfing campaigns during the early days of the George W. Bush administration. The same thing for the Tea Party. The same thing, even worse, in the 2016 election. It didn't take a professional to recognize what was going on. And my immediate thought was, because I was, you know, I was like a lot of people have said, I was a Johnny Depp fan back in the day. Loved his movies. My wife loved his movies. My girl loved his movies. But when I started reading up about this stuff, I was like, this could be my daughter. This could be your daughter. This could be your sister. Who's going to believe them? What if they find themselves with a powerful man who has all the resources in the world to shut them down? I just could not let that stand in my little corner of the world. So that's what interested me. It wasn't that I was a big fan of Amber Heard. I'd never heard of her until she was cast in Aquaman. I slept right through everything that went on with her and Johnny Depp before then. The first time I made my first tweet about it in March of 2019, I immediately got threatening DMs and replies to it, almost like it was bots doing it, if you know what I mean. So that just spurred me on. I love a good challenge.
So what is astroturfing?
Glad you asked. That's a good question. So astroturfing is a process or a technique where a organized activity that is intended to create a false impression of widespread, spontaneous grassroots movements is really just a coordinated campaign by an entity, an organization, an individual. And it's just made to look like it's a grassroots campaign. Because what's the opposite of an organic grassroots? AstroTurf, right? Fake grass. So that's where the term came from.
That's interesting, because I talk about innocence fraud on this channel. To me, this is it's done exactly like this, with lying to the public, creating a campaign, connecting it with some kind of cause. So it's very interesting that you come from a political background and you see this as a political. Do you think it's helpful, Jay, to connect this to the Me Too movement?
I believed early on that it was. I no longer think that because the Me Too movement has sort of shown their true colors now, that they will pick and choose who they want to back based upon what talent agency the man is a member of. So I was a big believer in the Me Too movement when it started. A lot of my female friends were tweeting out their experiences. It's a good thing to begin with, but probably the most consequential case of the Me Too era is the Amber Heard Johnny Depp case, and they have remained silent. So
they just released a big statement on Twitter. Did you see? And it was a little vague, and it came very late. I think that was the criticism.
A little vague. It was still trying to straddle that line between, maybe they both were bad to each other. And it was just too little, too late. I wouldn't have been satisfied with that statement had it come out at the beginning of this. But at this late hour, they might as well not even have done it. They can't save themselves now.
Why I really wanted to talk to people on social media and have a kind of larger discussion, and I guess, Jay, you're going to represent a lot of people, because I have never seen a campaign with so many what I consider bots. I mean, people with zero followers, zero following, zero people. Just came on the platform 2 months ago, and they descend on you.
They do
viciously.
Well, this is not the first time we've seen this. I mentioned before that the techniques were exactly like what's happening to Hillary Clinton. In fact, people still roll their eyes at the thought of Russian bots doing things like this. But the United States Senate's Intelligence Committee's report on the 2016 presidential election and Russian interference in it had a huge section devoted to this and how it happened and who was doing it. I have names, and I'm sure we probably don't want
so,
to.
What is your experience? I mean, they come very fast. Do you think the point is to show that you're in the minority? Is it to make you feel so uncomfortable that you shut up?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
For other people to look at their answers.
So early, and I'm going to use the term again, early astroturfing online involved large groups of tribes, tribal people, the people that are separated in tribes. They would announce to all their members, such and such website has a new poll up. Go vote in the poll and vote this way. And by the time regular people who weren't involved saw the poll, it was already skewed so far in one direction, they would see no reason to vote in it. And they would also think, well, this must be what everybody thinks about. You know, back in the day, if there's a school shooting, CNN puts up a poll. Hey, do we think there should be stronger gun laws? Well, the NRA immediately says, go vote in this poll and vote no. And by the time you and I get to it, there's already like 10,000 people voting no to stronger gun laws and maybe 10 people voting yes.
Assumes that those are all real NRA followers.
That was the early days of astroturfing. Now it got much more sophisticated in 2014, 15, 16. I'm going to drop another name to you, and that is Amanda Knox, who, by the way, has gotten herself into another little situation, and we can discuss that if you want to. But Amanda Knox had the same thing. It was the first time I'd ever seen it done online. I remember someone tweeting, anytime you mention Amanda Knox's name, you are immediately bombarded with people. Immediately bombarded with people telling you how you're wrong and how she's a murderer and this, that, the other. It's definitely paid. It's definitely bot-driven. It's definitely troll-driven. It's influence campaigns.
And I would disagree. I would disagree.
I have the exact opposite experience.
Her dad hired a PR agency before he hired a lawyer. She's had quite a well-supported PR campaign herself. And well, I think there's a lot of people
you could disagree about how much you could disagree with how much
there's no money on that side. Let me tell you, there's no money on the Amanda Knox's guilty side.
You could disagree with how much support she had, but you can't disagree with the level of vitriol that was directed at her instantaneously.
Well, I think that's what happens when you kill somebody, or you know, that people don't take kindly to. Okay, well, let's move on because we're not talking about it. Yeah. I really appreciate what you're saying about, you know, I think it's very interesting. I've not seen a campaign like this, and I get a lot of criticism for my unpopular opinions on the internet, but not in this personal way, like. And not from a script, like they all say the same thing. What trial are you watching? And then people I've never seen before, they have this approach, which is, I admire your work. It just cracks me up. But on this, and I really appreciate your opinion, but on this one, you're wrong. And then there's like five depth talking points. I've had that comment no less than 20 times. It just seems like they're working from some kind of script.
Yes, yeah. And those are the nice ones. The other ones I might call taking the Jehovah's Witness approach. They will knock on your direct message door and say something like, "Have you heard this audio that completely vindicates our Lord and Savior Johnny Depp?" And it's like, I heard this audio years ago. How many people on the internet that are actually taking a position on this do you think have not heard that audio? The audio, by the way, that magazines like Forbes and The Hollywood Reporter said were selectively edited in Johnny Depp's favor. So that's the approach that I'm getting a lot of.
What do you think of those audio clips? Why are people so convinced by them, those edited audio clips?
I think a lot of people like Johnny Depp and they don't know Amber Heard. And so if it confirms their bias that they already have and they see other people talking about it, it makes it very simple for them to accept it at face value and not look a little bit deeper, not understand the full context of what's going on, not what was said prior or what was said after. Or the fact that he doesn't deny anything. It's all about confirming bias, and it's a powerful tool. And if you can get the right snippet, the right piece of propaganda out there, and frame it in such a way, it really helps people to feel better about themselves. And they can continue to support their favorite actor or one of their favorite actors.
What's the old saying? You repeat a line enough, people will start believing it.
Yeah,
true.
And very true.
Let's get into closing arguments. Tuesday, what's your feeling about closing arguments let's start with the prosecution. Depp's team. Sorry.
Depp's team.
Prosecution.
Yeah.
What
try am I?
Yeah,
yeah. It does feel that way. Oh,
let's start with Depp's team. How did you feel? Camille started it.
It looked like a high school presentation. She walks up there with her little notebook and she looks nervous. And there's a line in there where she even says, Amber Heard never thought she'd be held accountable. She never thought she'd be in front of her abuser.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Yep. He said that. That's for sure.
What? And then she did a little pause and a fumble. She goes through. It's the same garbage we've already heard. It sounds like a conspiracy. You know, everybody, she tries to project everything, right? She says, oh, everyone's lying, but Ms. Heard. But really, it's actually the exact opposite, which I found a little comical. But yeah, it didn't flow well. It didn't seem as though she had a mastery of all the facts and the flow. And same with you. I thought he did a little bit better. He was a little bit more flowing. But I saw a lot of stumbling. As soon as Amber's team got up there, it was a less animated Juan Martinez. They just went through this fact upon fact upon, you know, just laying things out in the most logical manner. I was really impressed.
Mm. So, Jay, your feeling on Depp's team closing arguments?
So first, let me say that I began calling Camille Vasquez Nellie Olson when I was tweeting because she comes across with this smirky, holier-than-thou thing going on.
Can you remind the audience who Nellie Olson is?
Nellie I like Olson. That. So I'm probably about 10 or 15 years older than the average person that's involved in this. I grew up watching Little House on the Prairie. And Nellie Olson was Laura Ingalls' nemesis on the show. She was the original mean girl. And so much of Vasquez reminded me of Nellie Olson. I just could not resist making the comparison in my tweets. I agree. She came across as if she was reading a script. And in fact, she did. She walked up to the podium with pieces of paper and was reading off the paper. I'd actually heard someone on one of the court talk shows saying that doesn't play well to a jury. A jury likes to see lawyers a little more animated, a little more into the surroundings and pointing things out. Benjamin Chu, I'd been told throughout this entire ordeal by people in DC Comics fan groups who are just hate Amber Heard with a passion and want to see her replaced by anything with legs. That Ben Chu was this masterful lawyer, and I wasn't impressed with Ben Chu at all. Well, maybe he's done masterful things in the past, but he didn't show that in this trial. So I wasn't impressed with him at all. Wayne Dennison, I know he didn't do any of the closings, but that one point in time when he was cross-examining Dr. Don Hughes, I'd never heard so many misogynistic dog whistles in my life.
Oh, he's the worst.
But back to the closing, that was my Ben Chu did not live up to his reputation. Camille Vasquez was Nellie Olson.
This is really an odd thing. I wanted to play this clip where Camille Vasquez makes an argument that Amber Heard is such a terrible person that nobody showed up at the trial for her but her family. Okay, so let's play this.
You may have noticed that no one showed up for Ms. Heard in this courtroom other than her sister. Every other witness who traveled to Virginia for her was a paid expert. This is a woman who burns bridges. Her close friends don't show up for her. Mr. Rottenborn tried to discredit Mr. Depp's witnesses by suggesting they're all on Mr. Depp's payroll. So he doubled down on the hoax theory that everyone's just lying. First of all, it's not even true Keenan Wyatt is on his payroll. Ben King isn't on his payroll. Officer Melissa Sines isn't on his payroll. Morgan Tremaine isn't on his payroll. Officer Tyler Haddon, he's not on his payroll. Beverly Leonard, Alejandro Romero, Brandon Patterson, Morgan Knight, none of those people are on his payroll. And Kate Moss is most definitely not on Mr. Depp's payroll. Ms. Heard wants you to believe that all these people are lying.
So I found that unbelievable. If that is not the ultimate projection. One, who shows up for you at a trial? Who would want to go through that sea of Johnny Depp supporters, risk their life? And sit in that courtroom in Fairfax, Virginia. How many friends does she have in Fairfax, Virginia? Two, Johnny Depp, that relationship seemed to be a bomb in her life. And a lot of people leave when things get rough or affects relationships. And thirdly, they call it a hoax. I mean, I don't think that they were saying that all the witnesses lied. I think a lot of them are on Johnny Depp's payroll, but his witnesses are witnesses that didn't see anything. The cops that didn't see anything, that's an...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In a tentative witness at best. No?
I agree with that to an extent, Roberta. A lot of Johnny Depp's witnesses did lie, like the guy that owned the Hicksville
Nathan
trailer
Knight,
park.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and Elaine Bredehoff knew he was lying and even told him, is that what you're testifying to? He was lying. I could not believe the officers, on seeing the pictures of the phone outline on Amber Heard's face, would not say that she saw injuries in those pictures. They weren't asking her if she saw injuries there. They asked her, do you see her face injured in this picture? There's the phone outline on her face. And the officer said, no. that was crazy.
I mean, don't you think? I mean, the hoax is that's their theory.
Yes.
Is that she thought of, and where are the witnesses for Amber Heard, for Johnny Depp, saying Amber Heard told me that she was going to start claiming that Johnny Depp abused her so she could get a big divorce settlement, or that she wanted to take on a Me Too movement because it's helped so many mantle, because it's helped so many other people in the past increase their career?
Exactly.
Look at Zia Argento not working. nobody's working who's come forward against any of these big players.
Right.
This is crazy. I mean, it's just, and they got caught doctoring photographs. They accused her of doctoring photographs. Let's go with Chu's closing. Hold on one second. Let's just play a little clip of it.
But in this courtroom, confronted with the evidence, she can't run away from her own words. As my colleague said, words matter, and Ms. Heard is condemned by her own words. So Tom, let's please take a look at the words she used in her op-ed, which is Plaintiff's Exhibit 1, and which Ms. Heard published in December 2018. 2 years after she first publicly accused Mr. Depp of being an abuser on May 27th, 2016. The title of the op-ed reads, as you can see, quote, Amber Heard, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change, unquote. Below that, Ms. Heard states, quote, then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse. And I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out, unquote. And below that, Ms. Heard states, quote, I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse, unquote. Each of those statements clearly refers to Ms. Heard's allegations against Mr. Depp. And taken collectively, their message and their implication about Mr. Depp is clear, i.e. that Ms. Heard is a survivor of domestic abuse and that Mr. Depp is a perpetrator.
Tuesday, your reaction.
I don't even know what to say. It's just so bizarre, the projection that is happening with the defense or the with Deb's team and the things that they have to say. I just have to make one point, though, about the police that we talked about before. And I just want to know if this was all her, you know, making stuff up and creating a dossier, as Deb had claimed. Why didn't they press charges? Why didn't they do that right then and there? It makes no sense to me. Her only concern was letting Deb know, I did not cooperate with them. That was her biggest concern.
Great point. If you want to punish him, the best way to punish him is to press charges, no, and cooperate. I think.
I agree.
Exactly. And the whole thing, and let's just not forget that police have been very wrong about domestic violence. I seem to remember a Gabby Petito case where people were trying to claim she was the abuser. Oh, she's the abuser. And she
We got a lot of flack for that. Yeah.
Exactly. And she ends up dead. So just the whole idea that the police in this case were somehow the end-all be-all is just outright absurd to me. Outright absurd.
It's to me, what jumped out to me about that was that people who don't know a frickin' thing about domestic violence said, well, Amber Heard couldn't have been a victim because she didn't leave. She stayed. And then they'll turn right back around and they don't understand it when you say, if Amber Heard was really perpetrating this hoax, she would have press charges against the cops, right? Instead of letting Depp off the hook one more time, right? So,
right.
It was interesting. So, let's talk about Ben Rottenborn and Lane Redenhoff's closing for Amber Heard Tuesday. Your thoughts on it?
Hold on, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
Amber Heard's closing.
Okay. Oh yeah, no. I thought the really biggest, powerful stuff was him, you know, talking the way he laid everything out. Like, well, if you take a picture, you'll be accused of it being fake.
Let's hold up right there. Let's take a look at that.
In trying to convince you that Mr. Depp has carried his burden of proof in proving that he was never abusive to Amber on even one occasion, think about the message that Mr. Depp and his attorneys are sending to Amber and by extension to every victim of domestic abuse everywhere. If you didn't take pictures, it didn't happen. If you did take pictures, they're fake. If you didn't tell your friends, you're lying. And if you did tell your friends, they're part of the hoax. If you didn't seek medical treatment, you weren't injured. If you did seek medical treatment, you're crazy. If you do everything that you can to help your spouse, the person that you love, rid himself of the crushing drug and alcohol abuse that spins him into an abusive, rage-filled monster, you're a nag. And if you finally decide that enough is enough, you've had enough of the fear, enough of the pain, and you have to leave to save yourself, you're a gold digger. That is the message that Mr. Depp is asking you to send. But he doesn't stop there, because in Mr. Depp's world, you don't leave Mr. Depp. And if you do, he will start a campaign of global humiliation against you. A smear campaign that lasts to this very day. He will do everything he can to destroy your life, to destroy your career. That is what they're saying, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they're trying to get you, the jury, to be an accomplice to. But it's not surprising, because Mr. Depp cannot and will not take responsibility for his own actions.
100%. I thought that was so powerful and so flowing, because it tells you it doesn't matter how much evidence you have, they're still going to attack you. They're still going to call you a liar. They're still going to call you crazy. That's what an abuser does.
It was classic goalpost moving. No matter how close you get to what they want the standard of proof to be, they'll right. move the standard of proof just out of your reach again. And then you keep getting there, and then they move it out. Well, did you get pictures? Yes, they must be fake. You know, that's a classic example.
And are they fake, or did she put on makeup? What, can you make it make sense here? It's like, did she put on makeup? Or did she fake the photos? Or we're just like throwing everything at the wall. And why aren't they, you know, blown up out of proportion? You're going through all this trouble of years of, you know, compiling data so you can scheme and get Johnny Depp. And you have all these people helping you, okay? And yet you're not going to, you know, make things exaggerated, or this doesn't make any sense to me.
And also what they don't understand is the quality of the evidence. So the rebuttal comments I get online are, well, have you listened to this edited audio? Did you hear this? Yes, I've seen Johnny Depp's witnesses. I was not impressed with them. I thought either they didn't see anything, or I believed they were lying for Johnny Depp. Amber Heard has excellent witnesses, excellent evidence. And unfortunately, a lot of it's been tossed out by the judge crazily. And if she loses this case, or if Depp loses, it'll be interesting to see. I would not be surprised if either one of them has a successful appeal with some of the judge's rulings in this case. So maybe Depp could win on a technicality, or the same thing with Amber Heard. I have no idea, but I think the quality of her witnesses have been excellent. And one of those witnesses, by the way, who saw bruises on her face was Depp's witness.
Yep, absolutely.
So what are we talking about here? I just tell me how she did this. The story doesn't even make any sense when you go from beginning to end in a consecutive. So she decided near the end of the relationship to start plotting and planning to make Johnny Depp look like a drug addict. Someone asked me if I thought that cocaine picture was staged. Why would she need to stage a picture? He's already admitted to regularly using drugs, and so much so that it was an issue for him, and he tried to get off of them. So, and hired a doctor. I mean, that's not a casual drug user there.
It doesn't make any sense. It absolutely makes no sense, because they're saying one thing and then they're saying it's staged. It's like, well, make up your mind what your defense is here. And you can't just sit here and deny that stuff happened, because they have text messages. They have his text messages confirming something happened. In one of these, he's apologizing. In another, he's talking to somebody else, like his assistant or whatever. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. How do you choreograph that? How are you choreographing something with all these people and he's somehow included in it? Because his text messages are completely independent from her.
Absolutely. And then it got into his text messages. Do you think that those text messages, Ben Rottenborn hammered home about the burn Amber's corpse text message to Paul Bettany. Johnny Depp supporters claim he was quoting a Monty Python sketch, which doesn't even make sense. Obviously, they were playing on the idea of burning, drowning witches. But Johnny Depp took that to, I'm going to rape her. I'm going to burn her and rape her corpse. I mean, that's to a different level.
Yeah,
and who wants to fantasize about that with your partner?
Roberta, she called him old. She called him old and fat. That's abuse.
That's abuse, right.
He
was just reacting and walking away. Actually, when I asked Jay about this, what do you think about this argument from Johnny Depp fans that John, and it was actually in the closing Camille emphasized that Johnny Depp tried to walk away, and she begged him to come back, meaning she insisted on engaging with him, and nobody who was abused would do that.
I found it interesting that in the UK trial, Nicole took that to mean that she was trying to keep him engaged in the conversation. Whereas Johnny Depp fans believe she kept wanting to punch him and fight him.
It's so absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting you should mention the judge a moment ago. You know, she's already catching some flack for having this trial televised.
And I've been very critical myself.
She should.
I mean, in the legal community. I mean, in the, like, the upper echelons of lawyers are saying, what was she thinking and doing this? And once everything gets unpacked when this trial is over and we see the amount of evidence that she blocked for Amber Heard, which was very similar to the evidence that she allowed for Johnny Depp, there's going to be some big questions asked about exactly what technique she was using to try this case. It's just ponderous to me.
Her very strict interpretation of hearsay, I've never seen anything like it. I'm not an expert on civil trials. Is that something I go to criminal trials? So is that something that has a different standard in civil trial? I have no idea. I have to talk to my civil lawyer friends about it. I just think it's very, very weird.
I don't know that, but I will say this, Roberta. Mm-hmm. A judge is not going to stop a witness from talking unless an attorney objects. So all throughout Amber's defense, Camille especially, Nellie Olson, was objecting to everything. If she was throwing objections up against the wall just to see which ones would stick. I noticed it specifically every time Adam Waldman's name was mentioned. Objection, Your Honor. May we approach? You know, it just got so, and other lawyers online were tweeting about it like, this is really going to get tedious for the jury because, believe it or not, the jury wants to hear what these witnesses are saying.
Exactly.
And Team Heard was not objecting nearly enough until close to the end. Then they decided, we're going to object to everything being said, too. It's ponderous to me.
Well, that was with that night. Forgetting his last name is Knight.
Morgan Knight? Was that his
Morgan
name?
Knight. I think I called him Nathan. I'm sorry. Morgan Knight. That was with that witness. I was glad because that witness, I believe, should have never been brought in. He lied in his voir dire. He said that he had nothing to do with, he wasn't watching, had nothing to do with social media. And you can see him tweeting. And it's just, it's crazy. So I thought it was crazy that he was allowed in to testify.
He should have been allowed.
But I talked to it because of these. I'd never seen so many objections. I called my civil attorney friend and I said, is this normal in a civil trial? And he says, some lawyers do it. I tend not to do it because the jury will think that I'm trying to hide something. I'm trying to obstruct testimony. And he says it really can play badly with the jury, not just in what Jay is saying, which I've mentioned before, which is the stopping and starting of it, the delaying of the trial. It's very annoying. It feels like a hammer being hit on your head, but also in the feeling like this team is hiding something. This team doesn't want these witnesses to talk. So
right, exactly. And now what was it exactly that got held back from Amber Heard? Because she didn't allow some medical records. And I thought it was really interesting because one of the medical records they pulled up was she had gone to the doctor for a potential concussion.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
And she says, oh, we're going to go through it together. So she starts off and she's reading it, and Amber says, well, it also says malnourished male.
Right. And that was.
If you scroll down and you read that document, it looks like they did provide her some pain pills of sort. And then they said, if you have any symptoms like, you know, dizziness, all the symptoms for a concussion, you should call 911 immediately or go to the hospital. And I thought that was interesting because obviously she went for something. She was treated for something. Mm-hmm. And they just moved on right away. And it's like, well, wait a minute. What's going on here? And why are they wanting to cover up her medical records? And there were a couple times when they even said, where Amber said, no, I handed that in. I gave that to my attorneys.
They keep hammering home the point that she couldn't produce any medical records.
But obviously she did, and they blocked it from the court. And knowing that, they tried to make her. I thought that was dirty as shit.
I think the better, more egregious example was when Nellie Olson was hammering Amber Heard that if you had a broken nose, why didn't you see an ENT? And then when it came time for the defense, every single time, the defense would want to turn in a record that showed Amber Heard did visit an ENT. Objection, Your Honor. May we approach? Objection, Your Honor. May we approach? And the judge never let that proof that she had seen an ENT into the evidence.
That's right. And she objected when she brought it up.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right. And let's talk about the most shocking moment that happened in court. It wasn't testimony. It was Johnny Depp in a quiet moment in court threatened. Now, someone in court who saw it said he threatened Elaine Bredenhoff. Other people think it is Whitney, Amber Heard's sister, which I think makes more sense. Let's look at it. It's impossible to figure out who he's directing this to, but let's look at this little moment from Johnny Depp. No sound. So there's no sound to that. Sorry, I didn't warn you.
Yeah.
But you can see he's making a motion like, come here, leaning back in his chair, saying like, come here, like people in New York do, and like, come here, you want to fight?
He thinks he's a mob boss.
Well, you know, what it looked like to me was, when I first saw it, was like some punk kid on the street trying to call girls over to him. You know, come on over, baby.
But menacing. Menacing. Like, come on, you want to fight me? Like, come on. And then Chu, like, puts his hand on Depp's hand and tries to control him.
Yeah.
So Depp is there arguing that he is a victim of domestic violence, and he's acting like an aggressor in court. It was the Does anyone know if the jury was there when that was happening?
I don't know.
If the jury wasn't there to see that, the jury did see a lot of other things. Saw him sleeping at some point.
Doing some inappropriate public napping, as the writer Jerry Stahl
saw him sketching cartoons, saw him counting out jelly beans or gummy bears or whatever he was doing. He was a child sitting in there.
Yeah.
A man baby, a real man baby. I agree.
Absolutely.
I just was shocked by that. And you see where I get
it's just a personal thing that nobody stands up in the gallery when the jury walks in, and nobody. There's a few Amber Heard's sister stands up. There's a few people, but the majority of the gallery doesn't stand up, and the judge doesn't say anything. People are allowed to keep their phones, which is very different than New York, where you have to check them. And their phones were going off with an Amber Alert during Elaine Bredenoff's closing. And as far as I know, nobody was kicked out. It just seems like this judge doesn't have a good control over her courtroom. Am I blaming the way the trial is gone on the judge? No, I'm critical of the judge. I wish he would let in more evidence. I still think Johnny Depp is the losing side, but I don't think that's the point of this trial. I think the point is to win in the court of public opinion and to put on a big PR front. I don't think the point is to win. He is taken off.
I think it's impossible for Amber Heard to win in the court of the public opinion now. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to win the trial. And I think it's going to come down to not only the definition of defamation, but also, you know, before the trial started, the judge allowed anti-slap to be brought into it and First Amendment defenses to be brought into it. I said then and there, no matter what happens, if this trial is truly about the op-ed, Amber wins this thing based on that.
What do you think about her? Do you agree with that, Tuesday?
I do. I absolutely do. And this it's very dangerous to sit here and tell people that they cannot say their story. I especially considering all the evidence and the fact that she has to sit here over and over and over and fight every single step of the way. It's insulting.
So let me tell you why that to me is key, right? So Rottenborn, he said it best. He said the key to this is the question if the First Amendment gives Ms. Heard the right to write the words she wrote in her op-ed. And you can't simultaneously protect and uphold the First Amendment and find in favor of Johnny Depp. And this is why that's so powerful to me. First Amendment rights are something very near and dear to the heart of most Americans. It's something that's hammered into us from grade school. We have freedom of speech. And nothing should infringe on that freedom of speech. And I believe that's something that is going to play to the heart of even the most sitting on the fence member of the jury. Amber Heard, whether we think she should have said it, whether we think it was about Johnny Depp or not, she had the right to say it. And that's why we're going to rule in favor of Amber Heard.
But that was interesting because that was on my list of things to talk about. And this is Ben Rottenborn asked the jury to stand up for the freedom of speech. You mentioned the NRA. Do you think people have the same feeling for the First Amendment as they do for the Second Amendment?
I think
the people on that side of the issue do the same passion.
I think the First Amendment, the passion for the First Amendment, knows no party lines. It knows no ideological lines. Everybody is. I mean, the founding fathers thought the First Amendment was so important they put it first, right? And so the Second Amendment, there has been a lot of discontent for 260 years over what the Second Amendment actually means. People believe it's a well-regulated militia. And even if the people that are carrying guns around today, shooting up schools, are the militia, they're certainly not well-regulated. And so there's become a very defining line ideologically on the Second Amendment. The First Amendment's not that way. Most Americans believe, outside of yelling fire in a crowd of theater, I should be able to say anything I want. And that's what it comes down to. And I think Rottenborn laid the groundwork so well for this. At the, you know, close to the end, Amber Heard said, "I'm an American. I should be able to tell my story." And then Rottenborn picked right back up on that in the closing statement, saying Amber Heard is an American citizen. She has First Amendment protections. She did not abuse them in this op-ed. That's why you must rule for Amber Heard.
Yeah, it's just, so, I mean, we're running out of time, but I did want to talk about, how do you think they brought up Amber Heard as a rebuttal witness? Did you think that was a good move? And did you think that she got angry with Camille, and did that hurt her? I mean, if that's one journalist's interpretation, is that she got angry or quick or on the stand with Camille, sort of.
So here's how I was talking to someone about it the other day. There was this point in the trial where Johnny Depp and one of their psychologists said that Amber Heard was a much better arguer than Johnny Depp. She could stand her ground and she could rattle her arguments and points off one by one. That's the Amber Heard we saw facing Camille, right? I don't think she was agitated. I don't think that she was rattled by Nellie Olson. I would have liked to have seen her throw Nellie Olson into a mud puddle the way Laura Ingalls would have done, but she didn't even do that. She didn't even do that. She stood her ground. She rattled her points off. I loved how she looked at the jury when she would make her statements, because after all, you're testifying for the jury. You're not testifying for the lawyers. And I think even at that point, she did a truly remarkable job considering.
Tusi, do you have anything you want to say?
Oh, I liked that they brought her back up. I think they kind of had to because Johnny came back up. So I feel like this was her last plea. And I thought she did fairly well. You know, as far as getting rattled, I didn't see that. I didn't see that at all with her. I thought she was very calm. Had it been the other way around with Johnny up against Camille, I think it would have been even more spectacular, really, because he would have gotten mad at her. He would have snapped back at her. But no, I didn't see that with her at all. So
that sort of goes to the exaggerated descriptions people give about women, right? So
right.
Because Amber Heard was very firm in her answers, and she didn't bat an eye, and she didn't crumble, therefore she must be some sort of ball buster. She must be some sort of B-I-T-C-A, right? So, yeah.
And I thought what I have been absolutely amazed at, Amber Heard is an example I would give of a very strong witness. She hasn't been impeached and crossed. She can't be rattled. She is her story is consistent. Her story is backed up with what I consider really great witnesses. This is one of the reasons I support her. But Johnny Depp as a witness in cross is an example I would give of fairly a D-minus witness, impeached 1,000,000,000 times. Inarticulate, tries to manage his persona on the stand, so much so that he was, let's look at, I just have a little clip of some of this, and I just want to show some of this. Yeah, you have to see it to believe it. Depp and Rottenborn and Cross.
Mr. Depp, you've also claimed that you've said before that if you want to be with a woman sexually, that she is rightfully yours, haven't you?
Could you repeat that?
And you've also said that with
respect... Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, that if you want to be with a woman sexually, that she is rightfully yours.
That's ludicrous.
You've also said that with respect to women that you want to be with, you've remarked, I need, I want, I take, haven't you?
Equally as ludicrous, no.
Can you pull up DX-883, please?
You can pull it what you like. I've never said those words. Okay. There's not enough hubris in me to say anything like that. 883? 883,
Your Honor.
It's not. Is it empty?
It is not admitted yet.
Okay, 883.
Mr. Depp, these are text messages from you to Stephen Deuters on February 22nd, 2017, correct?
This looks nothing like me. You might have mistaken.
Mr. Depp, we can show the full unredacted. You've looked at a number of text messages in this case, and the words him as the identifier, that's you, correct? In every text message we've seen in this case.
Yeah, sure. It still doesn't mean it hasn't been screwed with. That's not anything that I've ever said or written.
You want to see the whole thing unredacted? We can look at that, too.
No, because you could have typed it up last night. No.
I can assure you I didn't type it up last night, Mr. Depp.
Someone explain rules of evidence to Johnny Depp, please.
That was hysterical.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
He did that a few times, though. He did that a few times throughout this trial where he would say, that might be from my phone number, or that might be, you know, the words associated with a text, but I didn't write them. I wanted to do like a mashup of Shaggy's It Wasn't Me and put all those parts in there.
Contrast it with the Catch a Predator.
Yes.
People have been on, that's the Catch a Predator defense. He's doing that. Someone else got on my computer and contacted a child and tried to procure sex from them. But now Johnny Depp's doing the Catch a Predator defense, and nobody's saying anything. Everybody's acting like he's a great witness. He has been a terrible witness. Terrible witness.
He has been a terrible witness.
Somebody got his phone, which means that not only are all these people conspiring against him because they're with Amber Heard, but somebody on his team is taking his phone and
got
writing all these horrible messages from February of when it, like, come on, buddy. Come
Especially
on.
Especially when they're so generous with him. So they've gotten, he's so generous with his staff. So it's probably the best job they've ever had.
Yeah.
Money wise.
Get his phone.
But they're going to get his phone and start writing texts that are totally in character with all the other texts that he's admitted to writing.
Exactly. Oh,
it was. I think this is a good place to leave it.
Roberta, I have one more good point, if I can.
Great, please.
I haven't heard anyone talk about this, but during Elaine's closing, she mentioned California divorce laws call for an equal distribution of all assets, money, holdings, et cetera, earned during the marriage.
Right.
Depp is said to have earned over $60 million during the time they were married. Amber could have gotten $30 million from Johnny Depp under California law just by saying he looked at me the wrong way and I want out of this marriage.
Great.
So she didn't, right? She, for some reason that I don't know, settled on $7 million. Perhaps she didn't want to totally financially ruin the man she still loved. But that sort of cuts the throat of this gold digger charge that people have against Amber Heard. Amber Heard could be sitting pretty right now with $31 million and everything would be hunky-dory for her, and she wouldn't care if she did Aquaman 2, right? So,
okay.
Yeah, let's look at Elaine's closing. Now you've given me a second wind. I hope you don't have anywhere. Let's look at it.
All right.
When you see the actual damages, go down to the last paragraph, if you will. It says, Mr. Depp cannot recover damages for any harm that occurred after November 2, 2020. Do you all see that? So what Mr. Depp's team got up here and told you through Mr. Chu this morning has nothing to do with this case. He had his chance in the UK. The lawsuit was filed June 2018, 6 months before the op-ed. The trial was July 2020. The process ended, according to Mr. Marks, their expert, on November 2, 2020. And his damages stopped then. He can't get reputational damages. He can't get his legacy back for his children. He can't get anything after that day from you. You can't restore his reputation. You can't give him anything. They didn't tell you that, but the court told you that. And that's a very, very important thing here. He told his story. He had his opportunities. He had his full opportunities to do all of that. And he came in here and lied to you and said he's here to get his reputation back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, in the better late than never. Kristen, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'm so sorry. I don't
know.
You came a little late. Do you want to talk about, can you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about why you're interested in this trial and what you thought of Elaine's closing while we're on the subject?
Yeah, I mean, I am an average, you know, survivor, I guess you could just say. I'm just an average survivor. And I really didn't pay too much attention to any of this in the beginning when this was all going on at first years ago. And then as more and more of these, you know, the TikTok stuff and all that started coming out, that's when I started paying attention. And I have a teenage daughter, and she's starting to talk about what she's seeing on social media and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, how do I address her questions? You know, so I have to go to the source. And so I started, like I said, paying attention to the trial, and that's when all of it just kind of unraveled for me. And here we are.
Did you go in thinking that Amber Heard was telling the truth? When you started researching this, were you influenced by the Johnny Depp's PR? Did you think that she could maybe be an abuser?
No, only because of what I know about abuse and the power and control factor that's, you know, almost always present in those kinds of relationships.
Is an uneven power. The one person has to have.
Yes.
So if you're a teacher, abuse their students. They have to be in a power position for abuse to occur.
Exactly. I mean, if you're Amber Heard and you're 20 something years old and Johnny Depp gives you the time of day, you know, you have to be feeling really special. And that right there, I mean, that's grooming 101, you know. And then you look back at his history, and he doesn't date older established actresses, and he starts to unravel, I guess, for me in my eyes.
What we were talking about was that about the objections, and that a jury could see all of Depp's strategy to object frequently during Amber Heard's testimony as obstructing, and that they could be hiding something, and just the sheer annoyance of it, that it could turn a jury against them. Here you have Elaine Bredenhoff saying they didn't tell you the correct facts in closing arguments as to how you're going to decide this case. We're telling you the truth, and here's the truth. And that was that clip. Do you think that was a good point? Was that too combative by Elaine in closing?
No, I thought she was really concise. And I also think Rottenborn, he laid out everything really forensically and point by point. And then just in contrast, I know you didn't ask me about this, but, you know, Camille, she kind of relied on this, take my word for it, take this, you know, what you heard, take that word for it approach. And I just, that was weak to me.
It was like telling a story.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Jay, what did you think of Elaine saying, we're telling you the truth. They didn't tell you the truth in their closing. We're telling you the truth. What did you think about her chances for her countersuit?
I am always I'm always of the belief that you should call a spade a spade, right? Mm-hmm. So people that know me know how blunt I can be. If someone asks, I'm going to tell you the truth, what I think about any given situation or any person. I would have said that too. I might have been a little more blunt. I might have looked at the jury, then pointed over the depth table and said, those people are lying to you. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I thought Elaine was perfectly bold to do that, and I supported her 100% when she did.
I guess I have one question about it. I really am stuck on Johnny Depp as a witness and why nobody's calling out what a terrible witness he is. And in fact, I guess a lot of people are disagreeing with me and saying he's a great witness, and that it was a great job of his team to call him back to the stand.
Well, you know, I think that they're confusing two points, right? They're confusing whether he was a good witness as to whether he was mildly entertaining on the stand. You know, they thought Isaac Baruch was a great witness. He's a freaking liar. But he was entertaining to watch. So in our culture of the 24/7 news cycle of instant gratification on the internet, constantly needing to be entertained, that has suddenly become a good witness. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I grew up in the 80s. I was in college in the 90s. I remember every little thing about Johnny Depp that happened. The scuffles with the law, the trashing of hotel rooms. I remember the swinging of the plank at the paparazzi. I remember all these things. And I can imagine that maybe a few people on the jury do too. I don't think he's fooled anybody except the Deptford wives out there in Deppland. So
one last thing is Kate Moss's testimony.
I got more on that too.
Okay. I'll go to you first, Jay. What do you have to say about it? It's been really touted as powerful.
Well, no, it wasn't. And I'll tell you why. Anyone in my age group that has been tuned in to pop culture knows that was indeed a rumor. We all heard that rumor back in the 90s. And what did Kate Moss do? She gets up on the stand and she gives her account of an incident that's almost like that rumor, but she slipped and fell and heroic Johnny came and picked her back up. Oddly, I've never found that story anywhere, and I've looked for it. I never found it in any Kate Moss biographies, any Johnny Depp biographies, any tabloids, nowhere. I'm not saying Kate Moss made that up for her testimony, but maybe Kate Moss made that up for her testimony.
So here's a quote from Kate Moss, about Kate Moss in Champagne Supernova by Maureen Callahan. Kate was often on a razor's edge with Johnny. She was afraid of the rages. The young one was at the time totally in his grip. Looks, sounds like nothing's changed. And did everything that he asked her. So that's interesting. I mean, her testimony was so short and on such a limited subject matter.
Yeah. And it's also interesting. What was missing from that quote is that when they broke up, she told the media that Johnny Depp had intense mood swings. And we've heard that before. You know, Winona Ryder said her first boyfriend liked to smash things. Jennifer Grey said, there you go. Jennifer Grey said that he was always insanely jealous and paranoid that I was going to, you know, screw James Franco, I guess. And I don't know, somebody. He was always afraid that she was going to step out on him, that he was getting in scuffles in bars and with the police officers. And it's interesting that we didn't hear that much vaulted testimony of Winona Ryder during the UK trial or from Kate Moss for that matter. And that Winona Ryder had actually hired a high powered attorney to block her testimony in the UK trial, essentially probably saying, you know, telling a tabloid that Johnny Depp never hurt me and was this swell guy is one thing. Testifying to it in court is something totally different, and I don't want to do that.
I don't want to have my testimony cross-examined, or I don't want to answer tough questions. This is what that means. So for those in the back, she hired a lawyer to fight testifying in the UK. And Johnny Depp supporters Johnny Depp's lawyers were saying she's dying to testify. But one of the points, and I'm going to ask, I'm sorry, Tuesday, you go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say I've always heard from way back when the tabloids are and people I know, frankly, have told me that their relationship between him and Winona was very volatile. And with the Kate Moss situation, when they ransacked that hotel room, they woke up an entire floor of people. She was found in a closet hiding. Now, why would she be in a closet hiding if he never hit her or was never abused? She was in there for a reason. She was scared of him. So I don't buy this, I fell on my back. I think he pushed her, and I think he came over and said, I'm sorry, you know, and did the whole love bomb thing. That's what I think happened. And everybody at the time said the same thing. And then it seems like everything's been whitewashed. I remember these stories. I remember them coming out. And then all of a sudden it's like, you can't find anything now. Something is inky.
Well, wasn't his lawyer, Marty Singer, who's known for, he swept the internet of anything negative about Tony Robbins. So wouldn't he do that same thing for Johnny Depp? Wouldn't he
absolutely
erase those kind of things from
and
the
somebody
for
did
Depp?
Find a somebody I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt somebody did find a People magazine that they have that personally in their hand where they talk about how she was in this closet.
That's a great point. But the Kristen, do you think Johnny Depp's team said in closing, no other person has come forward ever and said Johnny Depp is an abuser? Do you think that's going to play with the jury?
I don't know. If they're thinking critically, then probably not. Because not every abuser hits every partner that they have. Not every, you know, depending on the power and control dynamics that are going on in that relationship. You know, let's say Kate Moss was complacent or complicit or with him having, you know, that much control that he tells her what to wear and, you know, how to do whatever it is that he wants her to do. If she's okay with that, he doesn't have to, you know, go further with his abuse in order to maintain that sense of control. So as far as the jury goes, I don't know if I'm an impartial juror, he just falls apart. His whole story falls apart for me.
Did you listen to Dr. Dawn Hughes' testimony, Kristen, and what did you think of it?
I sure did. Yes, I did. I thought she was prepared and well-spoken and educated. I mean, and the way that his attorneys were just trying to discredit her, it was really cringy. It was cringy for the average person to watch.
I've seen her testify twice in the Larry Ray trial and Keith Raniere's trial.
Yes.
She is an excellent, excellent witness.
Mm-hmm.
And for people to just be discounting her.
Yeah.
As a very, very powerful witness. It's a good place to wrap it up. I feel like we could go up for probably another hour. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys, maybe you'll come back when the verdict's out and we talk about it. But just before we go, just for fun, not serious, how long do you think the jury, if you take a prediction just for fun, how long do you think the jury will take and which way do you think it'll go starting with Tuesday?
I think we'll get a decision this week sometime, probably as early as tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm hoping for an Amber win. The only thing that's working against her is his superficial charm and his fame.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see how you can get around what is domestic violence that has been laid out. That has been proven. And you could say bad things about her. Maybe she's not perfect or whatever and pick at her. But at the end of the day, he abused her.
Jay?
I agree with Tuesday. We'll probably get the decision at the very latest lunchtime on Wednesday. I believe it's going to be an Amber Heard win. And I am most looking forward to hearing all the conspiracy theories about why Amber Heard won mm-hmm. that will pop up.
It's coming.
Kristen.
Yeah, I agree. I think probably Wednesday is when we'll hear back from the jury. And I also think that it's going to go in Amber Heard's favor. Yeah.
I'm going to say Wednesday. I'm terrible at this. So it would be better I'm going to go with a Wednesday afternoon, but maybe Tuesday evening. Jury decision. I think that I don't know anything about this jury. Unless like a freak jury decision like O.J. Simpson's was, I think Amber's going to win on the defamation, on Johnny Depp's defamation charges. On her countersuit, I think she has a weaker chance, but still a good chance. But that I'm totally unsure of. I know so little about those kind of cases and what you have to do to convince a jury in that. But I thought
yeah, you and they might just do a, okay, you win and you win 50-50. And but then they both lose, you know.
Yeah, but actually I want to make a better prediction. My prediction is even if she wins, it will be announced that she loses.
So,
it'll be like on Fox News, every time a Republican does something terrible, they'll put, you know, John Doe, and then they'll put a D next to the name.
Right. Fox News has been really crazy on this case. I hate both parties, but you know, I've just been awful on this. It just awful.
Well, it appeals to their audience.
Yeah, apparently. I can't believe it. All right, so we'll see you back. We'll be waiting for a verdict from the jury, and hopefully you guys, thank you, Kristen, so much. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Tuesday. I hope you come back, and maybe thank we can you. Talk yeah. about the jury verdict then.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.